by the window, that window by the chair that can pass the sill. All flyaways from your head, and you blonde in the moonlight, and you blue in the twilight, and you red in the morning, gone by the sunlight. It's like the sunlight. In the dark there's a pine grove, cool wind has your elbow. Sweet love there wasn't so hard to find. There's a cold dark wind blowing, it's blowing through your overcoat. That dark the right ones wouldn't come to my mind. You're like the sunlight. In the dark there's a pine.
Pine Grove from the EP Mountain View, released just this month on the House of Wonders Records label by Amos the Kid, which is the stage moniker of Amos Nadler Smith, an indie alternative folk musician from Winnipeg. I spoke with Amos over Skype. Amos, thank you so much for joining me for Indie Beat.
Thank you.
Tell me a little bit about your very early musical history. Did you grow up in a musical family?
So I would say the earliest I know of is my grandmother played the violin, and then I've got my mother going down that road. And then all of us, as a part of our kind of like extracurricular activities growing up, we were supposed to take an instrument. So I chose the guitar, and the rest of my siblings chose, I think, the violin and the piano. So there's kind of always music in the house. And then my mom was an avid concert goer in her earlier days. She kind of has stories. She used to live in Nelson, B.C. for a time. So she has stories of kind of seeing the Grateful Dead on various tours of theirs, or the Be Good Tanyas, or a lot of these kind of folk musicians. She was a big folkie, I suppose. So there's always music in the house growing up.
How do you typically approach your songwriting? Do your lyrics tend to inspire your music, or are you more likely to start with a hook or a riff?
It all depends. I would say I write music in short spurts. So I'll sit down and I'll write a guitar riff. And I'm like, oh, that sounds cool. Like, I got to use something. I got to put something to this. I would say they happen simultaneously, but separately. So I often will have an idea for a song that I'm throwing around, and I do this thing where I think of songs when I'm walking around, and I'll like record myself first saying it as if it's a poem, or like whatever the rhyme is or whatever the sentence is. I'll record it into my phone, and then eventually I'll like find a tune and I'll sing it, and then I might alter it because I have this like guitar riff that I've been working on. So I would say they often happen separately, and then I kind of bring the music to the words. Yeah.
You've just released your debut EP, Mountain View, this month. Tell me a little bit about some of the other musicians that you worked with on this project.
So there is four main musicians that kind of play in the band as it is now. And then there's a couple more that kind of just sort of session, just like friends that came in on it. The project started with myself and Adam Fuhr, who runs House of Wonders and is also the frontman of Yes We Mystic. And he kind of convinced me to record with him because he was starting up this label, House of Wonders, and he was starting to record for people because he did a lot of recording with his own band. And we've been talking over the years about doing a project together. And then, eventually he convinced me, and we were sitting in his studio, and we're like, okay, like, who can we call up for this? And it just so happened that one of our pals, Jensen Fritzenson, who also plays in Yes We Mystic, was like available that day. And we're like, she has a nice voice. So yeah, let's get her in. So she came in and she sang, and then she was playing keys and doing various things. And then the same thing happened with Jordan Kerr, who plays bass, and he's in a local band called Marin. They're really good. And he's like just an incredible bass player. So we brought him in and he just like laid down bass tracks for the whole album. And then we're like, okay, we're sold. And then we called up my friend Brian Gluck, who plays in a band called SMS and Palm Trees. And he's just like one of my favorite drummers. So I really, really wanted him from the beginning. And after the first time we jammed, we're like, well, we should just be a band. Like, we should just continue to do this. This is fun. And then we played a couple shows together, and we're like, okay, we're a band. And that's kind of how that went. And then there's a few others that kind of just came in. My friend Sean came in, and my friend Adam Soloway from Living Hour came in. He did like a solo, like a little short solo. So yeah, it's like a kind of amalgamation of friends and ideas, and just feel very lucky that all these people were available.
What can you tell me about the title track, Mountain View?
Yeah, so Mountain View is one of the earlier songs on the EP that I had written. It's I can't remember when I started writing it, but the idea had been floating around for a number of years. So I grew up, I live in Winnipeg, Manitoba, but I grew up in the southern part of the province in Boisvain. And just south of Boisvain is the Turtle Mountains, and they're really just glorified hills. But the especially for someone that lives in BC. But so when you're driving down the main highway, which my parents lived down this road called the 341, and then you'd get on the main highway, and that would take you to town, and you'd kind of descend down this big hill, and I kind of, in my mind, I instilled that as the mountain view. You kind of look out at the prairies. And a lot of my memories from my childhood are caught up in that area of land. And in that song, there's a line about brown house on the hill with the back pond, float around in the sun till the summer's gone. And that's kind of at the top of that hill. There's this brown house that my neighbors had, and they had dammed up their valley. So there's a huge pond. And I just have a lot of fond memories of like floating around on tubes with my friends and tearing around that area. And it's sort of this like utopia in my mind. And I don't know. I think about that area a lot, and a lot of my songs are partially influenced by that area.
Mm-hmm. they could just take the truck for a drive today. And every time I pass, I'll see the way. Every time I pass, I'll see the way. We'll go to the lake, take the fire we throw. Brown house on the hill with a back barn. Float around in the sun till the summer's gone. And I've been running around this town. Thank you.